Title: Rewind Moment. A range approach for 90s inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. All right, let's build one of the most iconic jungle and old school DNB arrangement moves. The rewind, the pull up at DJ and MC Nana. Run that moment. But here's the twist. We're not relying on a live DJ to do it. We're going to design it inside Ableton Live 12 using resampling, so it feels authentic. It lands hard, and it makes the drop return feel heavier without you needing to just crank the master. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you're already comfortable with audio routing, warp modes, automation, and basic arrangement work. The goal is an 8 to 16 bar section with a rolling break, dark bass, maybe a stab or vocal, then a 1 bar pull up, and a violent snap back into the groove. First mindset shift. In 90s jungle, a rewind is basically a piece of performance that got printed to tape. So we're going to commit early, treat it like a sample in the track, and then process it like audio. That's how you get that this happened in a rave energy. Step 0. Prep your drop so it's worth rewinding. A rewind only works if the listener instantly recognizes what just got stopped. So you want maximum identity in the moment right before the pull-up. Use an amen-style break or similar with a clear snare crack and hats you can hear. Make sure your bass sustains through the bar, either a stable sub or a reese that holds. And if you've got a signature stab, a vocal shot, or a nasty little chord hit, get it in there. The rewind is psychological. You're interrupting something the brain already locked onto. Now step 1. Create a dedicated resampling track. Make a new audio track and name it Resample Print. Set audio from to resampling. Set monitor to off. That monitor setting is important, because we don't want feedback loops or weird doubled monitoring. Then arm the track. What you're doing here is printing exactly what your master output is doing. That means if your drums and bass are already glued a bit, or you've got a touch of tape-ish saturation on the group, it all gets baked in. That's part of why it feels real. Now step 2. Print the moment you want to rewind. Loop a section that includes the last bar before the rewind, plus at least the first bar of the drop. I like capturing 4 to 8 bars, because it gives you options. Hit record and print it into resample print. Then trim down to the cleanest chunk and consolidate it. That's Control or Command J. Consolidating matters, because it turns your selection into one clean audio clip you can treat like a sample. No messy edges. Nowhere does this file start confusion. Pro tip from a coach perspective: once you get a rewind timing you like, commit it. Fatten. Consolidate. Print the rewind as its own audio. If you keep it live and warp dependent, it'll change every time you tweak the mix bus, and you'll lose that locked-in impact. Step 3. Build your rewind clip with warp and transient control. Take that consolidated resample and put it on a new audio track named Rewind Clip. In Clip View, enable warp. For this style, start with Beats Mode. Beats Mode tends to keep the punch of drum transients, which is crucial for break-based music. Set Preserve to Transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 30 to 60. Tighter values get choppier, looser values smear more. Here is the rule for jungle: a little ugliness is good. If it's too smooth, it can start to sound like a modern EDM reverse effect. We want rave tape, not clean cinematic. Step 4. The rewind illusion. It's really 3 layers. A believable pull-up is not just reverse audio. It's 1. The music stops. 2. You get the pullback motion, pitch and time doing that tape slow chaos. And 3. You add noise and space that sells the physical movement of a record or tape. Let's build those parts. Part A. Create the stop. At the start of the rewind bar, putter automate down most of your other tracks. You can literally slice them and mute, or do fast volume automation. But don't leave things droning through, especially the sub. Add a small reverb tail so it doesn't feel like a digital mute. Put hybrid reverb on a return track, something like a small room or plate vibe. Set decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. High pass inside the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, so the low end stays clean. Then right before the stop, push a little extra send from the snare, so you get the space bloom as everything drops out. Coach note: use fades like a DJ's hand, not like a mix engineer. A fast fade out, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, right before the pull-up can feel more physical than a hard mute. And a tiny fade-in on the reversed audio avoids clicks without making it polite. Part B. The pullback motion. You've got two solid methods. Method 1 is the fast classic. Reverse a slice. Duplicate the rewind clip. Pick a half bar to 1 bar chunk with loud drums and bass. Consolidate just that chunk. Then hit reverse in clip view. Instant rewind vibe. Now to make it more like a real pull-up, Automate transposition on that clip. In arrangement automation for the clip, draw transpose starting at 0 semitones and sliding down to minus 12 or minus 24 by the end. Minus 19 to minus 24 is where the sinister, dark tape slowing down and dying vibe starts to happen. It's exaggerated, but that's why it works. Method 2 is more controllable. Time stretch scrub. Keep the clip forward, place warp markers at the start and end of the rewind bar, and drag the end warp marker earlier, so the audio compresses into less time. That gives tension, like the audio is being pulled. Then combine it with transpose automation down, maybe to minus 12 or minus 19. And I'm going to say something important here. Don't trust warp until you test the worst case. Hats and rides will tell you the truth. A slash be the rewind clip against your original break. Sometimes the worse algorithm sounds more authentic than the clean one. Part C. The tape or needle noise layer. Create a new audio track called Rewind Noise. You can use an actual vinyl noise sample, or synth it with stock tools. A nice stock approach is operator with noise, then auto-filter in bandpass or high-pass mode. Put the cutoff somewhere like 2 to 6 kHz, resonance around 0.6 to 1.2, then add saturator with soft clip-on. Automate the noise to swell as the rewind happens, then cut it sharply right before the drop returns. That last cut is important. It's like the DJ let go, and the track snaps back in. Extra sound design spice if you want it, make a little chirp friction vibe by automating the band pass filter cutoff downward during the rewind, like 8K down to 2K. Keep it quiet. It's realism, not a lead instrument. Step 5, make the return slam. This is the real test. The rewind is only as good as the comeback. First, do a resampled impact hit. Grab the first kick and snare of the drop, or a stab, or even a tiny fraction of the break hitting hardest. Resample it using the same print method, and place it right on the return, on bar plus 1. Process that impact. EQ 8 with a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to keep sub-rumble out. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400. Then drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15. Boom around 10 to 30 and tune boom so it complements the track. Add a limiter just kissing peaks. Second, get the sub return disciplined. In jungle and DNB, the sub on the return should feel confident and stable, not like it's flapping around, because the rewind effect is masking it. Sidechain the sub to your kick or snare with compressor sidechain on. Ratio around 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds depending on tempo. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. And here's one of the most powerful tricks in this whole lesson, the low-end blackout. Instead of only muting the bass track, automate a temporary low cut during the pull-up. Put EQ8 on your drum and bass bus, or even on the whole mix if you're careful, and automate a high pass rising up to around 150 to 250 Hz during the rewind. Then snap it off right on the return. That makes the return feel huge without actually increasing peak level. It's psychoacoustics. Removing weight makes the weight feel heavier when it comes back. Step 6. Arrange it like a proper old-school moment. Here's a reliable structure. Two bars before the rewind, you give a tell. Repeat a signature element, like a stab or vocal, in a predictable rhythm. You're conditioning the listener. Then, right before the pull-up, add a small drum fill, like a snare rush or an amen chop. Push the reverb send a touch on the snare. If you've got a rewind or reload vocal, use it, but treat it like an instrument. Keep it short, placed with intention, all the rewind bar itself. Hard cut most elements. Play the rewind clip. Bring up the noise swell. Maybe do a short delay throw on a vocal with echo. Let space open up. Then on bar plus 1, impact hit plus full drums and bass. And this part matters. Collapse the space. Pull reverb sends down fast so the return is dry and aggressive. Optional arrangement upgrade. Stagger the comeback. Bar plus 1. Drums and impact only. Bar plus 2, bass comes back. Bar plus 3, stabs and atmos return. That can make the re-entry feel even bigger, and it keeps the rewind as the main event. Step 7. Glue and dirty it for 90s darkness. On your drum group or break track, do a subtle tapish chain. Saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip-on. EQ 8, gently dip above 12K so it feels less shiny and more hardware. If you want extra grime, use roar lightly. 10 to 30% mix, not full on. Then glue compressor, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 0.3 seconds, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Subtle is the key. The rewind moment should feel dramatic, not like you crushed your entire mix. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If you use Complex or Complex Pro on drum-heavy material, it can smear the brake and kill the authenticity. Try Beats mode first. Don't make the rewind too long. Half a bar to one bar is usually perfect. Two bars can work, but only if it's a big MC moment and your groove can survive the pause. Don't leave the low end playing through the pull-up. The silence is part of the illusion. Don't let reverb wash into the return. If the space is still ringing on bar plus one, you lose punch. Automate those sends down hard. And the biggest one, make sure the return lands on the one, not close. Exactly. Doom to sample level if you have to. If the rewind tail is masking the first transient, trim it or fade it. You can even nudge the first hit a few milliseconds early if you want that live system urgency. Quick practice exercise to lock this in. Build an 8-bar loop. Amen break, sub bass and operator, dark stab on offbeats. Print 4 bars to resample print. Create a 1-bar rewind using a reverse chunk plus transpose automation down to minus 12. Add the noise layer swell. Add an impact one shot on the return and sidechain the sub.